题目是站在边缘的人。
This afternoon, we like to study on the topic, Are you at the margin?
我们看诗篇104篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 104.
第九节。
Verse 9.
诗篇104篇第九节。
Psalm 104, verse 9.
104篇第九节。
Psalm 104, verse 9.
你定了界限，使水不能过去，不能再转回遮盖地面。
Verse 9. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth.
神创造天地万物。
God created the heavens and the earth.
他给每一样东西，每一样事物都有一个边界。
And he has given every material, every object, their characteristics,
可以说海,
their boundaries.
可以说海。
For example, the sea.
还有海的边界。
The sea has its boundary.
水要在它疆界里面才安全。
And the water must be within the boundary of the sea for it to be safe.
如果这个水太大了,
if the water expands beyond its boundary,
超过了它的界限了,
if the sea extends beyond its boundary,
就会引起灾难,
then it becomes a natural disaster.
我们开车也是一样。
Similarly, when we drive,
开车你要首先会看线。
When we drive, we need to know how to recognize the lines of the road.
你要知道你要开在线的哪一边。
We need to know on which side of the road we must drive.
你停车的时候要停在线的哪里。
When we park, we need to know where we park relative to the lines of the parking lot.
界限往往都是很清楚的。
Boundaries are often very clear.
但是人往往常常对界限的观念不是很清楚。
But people often do not have a clear understanding of boundaries.
有时候人会试验一下，到底这个界限是真的吗？
Some people may test the boundary to see whether or not it is real.
人有时候会想站在界限的边缘。
Others may want to stand at the margins of the boundary.
在这个边边感觉上好像安全，但是又不晓得是不是安全。
Because standing at the edge of the boundary, one feels like it is safe, and at the same time, it is unsafe.
所以我们把那些爱站在边缘的人称他为边缘人。
And so we call those people who like standing at the margin, the people who live on the edge.
他本来是属于这一边的。
People are supposed to belong to one side of the boundary.
他的心呢，又想过去另外一边。
But in their hearts, they would like to be on the other side of the boundary.
所以他都喜欢站在边边。
And so they stand at the edge.
想说两边可能都可以。
They think that they may be able to be simultaneously on both sides of the boundary.
这种人啊，是圣经里面有记载。
And the Bible records passages about these kinds of people.
也可能是你跟我。
And you and I could be one of them.
到底什么人是站在边缘的人？
So who are the people who stand at the edge of the boundary?
我们来分享几点。
Let us share upon several points.
第一种人呢？
First,
他们喜欢站在犯罪的边缘。
Are the people who like to stand at the margins of sin?
我们看创世纪的第三章。
Let us turn to the book of Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪的三章记载人类的堕落。
Genesis chapter 3 describes the temptation and fall of man.
神告诉人在乐园里面可以得到很大的福气。
God told man that he could receive a lot of blessings in the Garden of Eden.
人只需要记住一条神的命令。
And all man had to do was to remember one command from God.
就是不能吃分别善恶树上的果子。
That is, one shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
吃了一定会死。
Because on the day one eats of it, he will die.
那神给的边界很清楚。
So here we see a very clear boundary set by God.
我们看第三章第一节。
Let us read chapter 3 verse 1.
耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野的一切活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
神的话是很清楚的，不用什么讨论的。
God's words are clear and there's no negotiation or discussion.
神说不可以就是不可以。
If God says no, then it means no.
我们不应该怀疑为什么不可以。
There's no reason for us to doubt as to why the answer is no.
因为神爱我们。
God loves us.
他给我们的命令一定是对我们好的。
So the commands he gives us will be good to us.
但是蛇就是被魔鬼利用。
But the serpent was being used by the devil.
他就跟女人说了。
So it said to the woman.
真的是这样讲吗？不可以吃吗？园中所有的树上的果子吗？
He said, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree in the garden?
这个是反问。
This is
这个反问的问题啊，那个反问你问那个问题，反过来问你的意思。
This is
就是说啊，真的不可以吗？
This is a question that is reversed.
有时候问问题不是不好。
Sometimes it is not wrong to ask a question.
但是如果你神的对神的话语，什么东西你都要反过来问，就不一定很好。
If one would like to question everything that God says, then that is not good.
很简单的事就是要我们去遵守。
God wants us simply to observe.
然后呢，蛇就问了，真的是不可以吃吗？所有的都不可以吃吗？
Here the serpent said, has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
神当然没有这样讲。
Of course God did not say this.
是蛇说神是这样讲吗？
But the serpent asked whether or not God has said this.
本来很清楚的界限，那个蛇就把它弄得好像很复杂，又很不合理。
Originally, God set a very clear boundary, but the serpent made it blurred.
啊，那女人就回答说了。
So the woman said to the serpent,
啊，园中所有的果子我们可以吃，唯有园中那棵树上的果子啊，神说你们不可以吃，也不可以摸，免得你们死。
The woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
到这个时候，这个夏娃呢还是很清楚界限在哪里。
At this point in time, Eve still knew where the boundary was.
不可以吃。
That she could not eat of that tree.
甚至她个人觉得啊，连摸都不可以。
She herself even thought that she could not touch that tree.
对夏娃来说，这个界限很清楚。
So in the eyes of Eve, the boundary was very clear.
你过了这条界限，你吃了，你就会死了。神是这样讲的。
And indeed, God said that once you cross this boundary and you eat of the fruit of that tree, you will die.
那蛇又说了。
Then the serpent said to the woman, verse 4.
你们不一定会死。
He said, you will not surely die.
神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮，你们就如神，能够知道善恶。
Verse 5, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
再次的蛇了，就把神画的这条界限呢，弄得很模糊了。
Once again, the serpent twisted the words of God and made his boundaries blurred.
神说一定吗？不一定。
He said, has God said this? He has not.
凡事没有绝对的。
Because there is nothing that is absolute.
然后就把这个界限呢模模糊糊的。
And so, he continues to make the boundary more and more blurry.
这句话来说，在夏娃的心里啊，起了一些影响。
And these words from the serpent caused some changes in the heart of Eve.
因为她听到说，如果吃了这个善恶果有什么好处。
Because she heard about the benefits of eating of the fruit.
好，故事讲到这里，如果夏娃听了就，哎呀，算了，这个卖东西的，每次打电话来都讲一样的，哎，挂掉，电话先挂掉，回去做饭，不要想那么多了。
If this story concluded here and Eve just simply thought of the serpent as a salesperson who was trying to sell something to her, and she just walked away.
或者她是想要蛇讲的都要信。
Or she thought that she could not believe the words of the serpent.
我这种人我不想跟你讲话。
And she stopped talking to him.
那可能回家煮饭就没事了。
Then she would just go home and everything would be fine.
但是不是哦。
But that was not so.
夏娃选择继续留在蛇的身边。
Rather, Eve made the decision to remain next to the serpent.
那他们讲话这个场景哦，一定不会离那一棵树很远。
In the place where they were when they had this conversation was for sure not very far from the tree.
因为如果蛇跟他讲话，哇，离开十万尺或者是几公里的，那么讲完之后还看不到那个果子，听完就算了。
Because if at the time they were conversing, they were kilometers away from the tree, then even after their discussion, it would just end.
结果这个树呢，就刚刚还在旁边。
But the tree was next to them.
啊，蛇又在另外一边。
And the serpent was on the other side of the tree.
有时候我们去买东西哦，有没有这种经验？本来你没有今天计划要买什么的。
Sometimes when we go out shopping, we may have this experience where we initially did not have the intention of buying anything.
甚至你决定就要存钱了，不能乱花钱了。
We may have even made the decision to save money.
就不晓得，哎呀，那就逛街了，没什么事，去逛一逛。
But when we go out and we look around,
哇，这个看到一个蛮喜欢的东西。
We see something we like.
刚好旁边那个 sales 很会讲。
And it just so happens that there's a salesperson standing next to us who's very good at speaking.
你今天不买啊，好像大后悔啊。
And the salesperson tells you that if you do not buy today, you will regret it.
所以这个女人啊，夏娃就站在差不多树跟蛇的中间，在一个边界。
This is what it was like here. The woman was standing between the tree and the woman.
她就第六节。
She was at the boundary. And at verse 6.
啊，继续看那个果子。
It says that she saw the tree.
本来都不觉得它那么好吃的。
Originally, she did not think that the fruit of the tree was desirable.
但是越看呢越好吃。
But the more she saw the fruit of the tree, the more she thought it was desirable.
悦人眼目，可喜爱的，又使人能够有智慧。
To her, the tree became good for food, and that it was pleasant to her eyes.
到了这个时候，她还在边缘。
And at that time, she was still at the boundary.
但是在边缘久了。
But after one stands at the boundary for a long time,
最后就决定这个嘴还是这个果子不放在嘴巴里面尝一尝是太可惜了。
After Eve had been standing at the boundary for a long time, she decided that it would be too unfortunate to not give it a try.
所以她就咬下去了。
So she ate of the fruit.
所以罪就这样进了世界。
And in doing so, sin entered the world.
我们不要说夏娃很笨。
We do not need to say that Eve was not intelligent.
其实有时候我们就是像这个夏娃。
Because indeed, sometimes we are just like her.
我们喜欢游走在神的话语的边缘。
We like to stand at the margins of the words of God.
我们喜欢站在犯罪的边缘。
We like to stand on the edge of sin.
我们明明知道这个事是不可以的。
We know in our hearts that what we're doing is wrong.
但是对他要很有兴趣，想知道多一点。
But we are curious and we're interested in trying things.
明明知道这个是做了下去会有很不好的后果。
Even though we know that there will be negative consequences of our actions.
但是心里面要常想这件事。
But still, we continue to ponder upon these things.
控制不了自己。
It becomes uncontrollable.
所以我们选择说，我们暂时先在边缘嘛，先不要过界嘛，很靠近。
Oftentimes, we decide to stand at the edge of the boundary so that we can be near the boundary.
那结果会怎么样呢?
And what are the consequences?
我们看雅各书。
Let us turn to the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
雅各书第一章十四节。
James chapter 1, verse 14.
一章十四节。
James 1:14.
但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
15.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Verses 14 and 15. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
所以说人为什么会做一些不好的事？
Here, the Bible tells us why people do bad things.
因为是人有欲望。
It is because of desires.
当你顺着这种欲望去做事的时候，
Once a person follows his own desires,
你要站在罪恶的边缘，
then he stands at the edge of sin.
那心中的私欲就引诱我们。
Then desire is conceived.
就好像夏娃一直要跟蛇讲话。
Just like how Eve continued to talk to the serpent.
一直要看这个禁果。
She continued to stare at the fruit.
一直站在这个边缘。
She continued to stand at the margin.
到最后只是时间的问题啊，她什么时候咬就咬下去。
So in the end, it was just a matter of time before she ate of the fruit.
像大卫为什么会犯罪？
For example, why did David sin?
大卫本来是神所喜悦的人。
David originally was a man after God's own heart.
很有信心。
He was full of faith.
靠神做了很多很好的事情。
Relying on God, he did many great things.
但是为什么他会犯罪得罪神？
But why did he sin against God?
当他看到妇女在沐浴的时候。
When he saw a woman bathing.
他没有马上转头。
He did not turn around and walk away.
看一看，欣赏一下，没有什么关系。
Rather, he continued to look at her, thinking that it would be okay.
结果越看就越想要。
But the more he looked at her, the more he desired.
结果他抢了别人的太太。
In the end, he stole someone else's wife.
犯了杀人的罪。
And he murdered the husband.
破坏别人的家庭。
He destroyed someone's family.
也破坏了自己的家庭。
He also destroyed his own family.
所以啊，如果一个人选择站在罪恶的边缘。
Therefore, if a person decides to stand at the edge of sin.
就好像一个人要选择每天站在马路旁边。
Then that person is doing something like someone standing on the road each day.
你说虽然车子现在没有撞到我，但是有一天还是会撞到。
That person might think that cars are passing by and not hitting him, but one day a car will hit him.
所以我们该怎么办？
So what should we do?
我们看加拉太书。
Let us turn to the book of Galatians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
加拉太书五章十三节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13。
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
Verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
这里说啊，我们每个人都有自己的七情六欲。
Here the Bible tells us that we each one of us have our own liberty.
但是圣经说不要为自己去安排一些放纵情欲的机会。
But the Bible tells us that we should not use our liberty to provide opportunities for us to sin.
如果我们发觉说我们现在开始在边缘了。
If we discover that we're standing near the boundary,
赶快把自己从边缘拉出来。
Then we must immediately pull ourselves back from the boundary.
不要等到有一天真的发生事了，就太晚了。
We should not wait until one day when something happens and it becomes too late for us to withdraw.
像我们有结婚的人。
For example, those of us who are already married.
我们的心呢，就是要纯属我们的配偶了。
Our hearts belong to our spouse.
我们只爱我们的配偶。
We may only love our spouse.
全世界里面只爱配偶一个。
In the entire world, we can only love our spouse.
但是有时候你在公司当中会遇到一些异性。
But sometimes at our company, we may face someone of the opposite gender.
可能对你特别聊，跟你特别聊得来。
Who may be able to talk a lot with you.
哇，在上班的时候也聊得很好。
At work, you may get along very well.
你可能说，哎呀，这个朋友而已，没什么。
You may think that that person is just a friend.
如果你觉得没什么，这是问题的开始。
But if you think that everything is fine, then that is the beginning of problems.
他跟你请你吃饭说，哎，我们两个一起去吃个饭。
Because they may one day ask you to go out for lunch.
你去不去？
Just the two of you. At that time, will you say yes?
如果说，哎呀，朋友而已嘛，同事而已，没什么关系。
If you say that person is just a friend, just a colleague, it is fine.
朋友不一定要单独出去。
Then, as friends, you do not have to go out alone.
异性更不应该单独出去。
More importantly, if it is a friend of the opposite gender, we should not go out alone.
如果你觉得没什么。
But if you think that it is okay,
你又跑向边缘多一点了。
Then you have moved a step closer to the boundary.
这样罪也会一直一直慢慢一步一步。
Sin works this way. It works one step at a time.
有一天那个人就进到你的心里了。
Because one day, that person of the opposite gender will enter into your heart.
你就发觉抽不出来了。
And at that point in time, you will discover that you cannot remove him or her from your heart.
所以我们不要对自己太有自信。
Therefore, let us not be too confident of ourselves.
我们要远离犯罪的边缘。
We must depart from the boundary of sin.
我们要告诉主，主啊，我很软弱。
We need to tell the Lord that we are weak.
我受不起这些引诱。
That we cannot withstand the temptation.
求你让我不要碰到这些试探。
And so we plead to the Lord to keep us away from temptation.
如果真的遇到。
Because if we face temptations,
帮助我醒过来，马上远离一切的试探。
If we do face temptations, we ask the Lord to wake us up so that we can depart from these temptations.
不要站在犯罪的边缘。
Let us not stand at the edge of the boundary.
不要骗自己。
Let us not deceive ourselves.
我们第二种人。
The second type of people
他们也在喜欢站在边缘
also like to live on the edge.
我们来看创世纪十三章
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪的十三章
Genesis chapter 13.
我们看第十节
Verse 10.
创世纪十三章第十节
Genesis chapter 13 verse 10.
十三章第十节
Genesis chapter 13 verse 10.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭所多玛、俄摩拉以前，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及。
Verse 10. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go towards Zoar.
于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Verse 11. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other.
亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
Verse 12. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
这个故事是记载一个人叫罗德。
This story records the events about a man named Lot.
这个人啊。他的爸爸死得很早。
Lot's father died when he was very young.
所以他的叔叔啊，就是亚伯兰啊，一直照顾他。
So his uncle Abram took care of him.
神选召亚伯兰。
God chose Abram.
叫他出乌尔。
And called him out of the land of Ur.
要进到迦南地。
To enter the land of Canaan.
亚伯兰就照顾这个侄儿。
And so Abram also took care of this nephew Lot.
带着罗德。
He brought Lot with him.
还有他的家人呢，也一起出了乌尔。
And also the family of Lot.
So, 因为神拣选亚伯兰，所以亚罗德也得到福气。
Because God chose Abram, Lot was also blessed.
后来啊，他们两个人的牧人呢起了一些争执。
Later on, the shepherds that they each owned had dissension.
因为他们两个人的牛羊啊越来越多了。
Because both of them had great livestock.
这个容不下他们两家人。
And so the land was unable to, hold both of these great families.
亚伯兰呢就提出了，我们是亲骨肉啊，不可以相争。
Therefore, Abraham said to Lot, "Please let there not be any strife between you and me, because we are." We are brethren.
因为亚伯兰觉得亲情胜过金钱。
Because to Abraham, their brethren connection was more important than wealth.
所以亚伯兰就说了，那不如你先选，你选哪里，我就去别的地方，我们不要吵。
So Abraham proposed to Lot for him to choose which way to go first, and if Lot chose one way, then Abraham would choose the other way.
那这个晚辈罗德啊，他也很不客气。
And Lot, who was younger than Abraham, he chose for himself the land that he saw was best. And so he chose first.
啊，他选了之后呢？
But after he chose the land,
他也没有住在一个地方。
He did not stay in that land.
他没有住在全平原那边。
He did not stay at the plain of Jordan.
他就慢慢往东迁移。
Rather, he continued to move closer and closer towards the east.
越来越靠近索多玛跟俄摩拉。
And he pitched his tent closer and closer to Sodom and Gomorrah.
一开始呢，他也不敢直接住进去。
In the beginning, he was unwilling to live in Sodom immediately.
因为他知道住在里面不是神的旨意。
Because he knew that it was not the will of God for him to live there.
这个地方不是神要，是给亚伯拉罕的。
Sodom was not a place that God wanted to give to Abraham.
还有里面的犯罪很厉害。
And in those cities were great sin.
但是这里说啊，他在这个边缘呢，他这个平城这个边城这个平原的边缘跟城市之间呢住了一段时间。
But here it says that he lived in the cities of the plain, between the plain and Sodom.
啊，那么有一下他近一点，隔一天又住半一点。
And he slowly moved closer and closer towards Sodom.
他大概觉得说，哎，搬近一点，神也没有跟我讲什么，也没有什么不好，那再搬近一点。
It is possible that he thought every time he moved a step closer to Sodom, nothing happened to him. There was no punishment from God, so he thought he could move even closer the next time.
那最后呢，他就干脆整个家就搬进去住在城市索多玛、俄摩拉里面了。
And in the end, his entire family moved into the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是十三节告诉我们。
But verse 13 tells us,
索多玛人在神面前的罪恶很大。
That the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
这告诉我们一个什么的故事？
So what is this story telling us?
亚伯兰他的生活是有一种生活的模式。
Abraham's life is a model.
他的生活呢是以信仰为重。
This model begins with faith.
亚伯兰的生活很简单。
Abraham's life is very easy.
游牧民族。
He was nomadic.
哪里有草就去哪里。
He went wherever there was grass.
他也没有想太多，也没有想做什么生意啊，住在哪个城市。
He did not think very much. He did not think about making wealth or living in particular cities.
他生活很简单。
Rather, he lived a simple life.
但是他去哪里呢，都要筑坛敬拜神。
But wherever he went, he would set up his tent and worship God.
所以他很有信心。
He would make an altar and worship God, and so he was full of faith.
他常常体验神。
He often experienced God.
所以亚伯兰的生活是以信心为中心的一种生活模式。
Therefore, the model of life that Abraham lived had centered upon faith.
但是罗德自己选择要远离他。
But Lot made the decision to depart from Abram.
但是他选择要慢慢搬到索多玛、俄摩拉里面。
Lot also made the decision to move closer and closer to Sodom and Gomorrah.
一开始在边缘。
In the beginning, he was at the boundary.
后来就搬进去了。
But later, he moved into those cities.
这个是代表生活模式的一种改变。
And this represents a change in the model of life.
其实一个人要堕落，不一定是马上犯什么大罪啊，他是堕落。
Indeed, if a person falls, oftentimes it is not immediate or overnight.
当然有一些人是道德上的堕落。
Of course, there are some people who fall morally and.
但是信仰上的堕落啊，往往是渐渐的，还有长时间的。
But those people who fall in faith, this happens over a long transient.
他在信仰的边缘已经很久了。
He was at the boundary of faith for a long time.
他为什么会站在边缘呢？
Why did he stand at the boundary?
他信了主。
He believed in the Lord.
但是没有追求主内的主耶稣恩典的好处。
But he did not pursue after the benefits of being in the Lord.
名义上是跟随主。
By name, he was a follower of the Lord.
但是又觉得外面的世界很好。
But at the same time, he thought that the world outside was great.
很想去追求世界。
He wanted to pursue after the world.
但是又不敢一下子跳进去。
And he was reluctant to jump directly into the world.
所以他们选择在信仰的边缘当中。
And so these people choose to live at the boundaries of faith.
但是他们的生活的模式的慢慢在改变。
But their model of life also continually changes.
最后呢，他就会失去一切了。
These people in the end will lose everything.
我们看罗德，他到底得了什么？
If we look at the example of Lot, what happened to him?
他很有想法。
He thought about 很有计划。He had a lot of plans.
还想赚钱。
He wanted to make money.
所以就搬到索多玛。
So he moved into Sodom.
但是他搬进去了，住了一段时间，他得到什么呢？
But what did he receive after living in Sodom?
神毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉。
God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
他的事业在一天当中啊，失去了。
In one day, his business was gone.
还有他的家庭呢?
What about his family?
当他们逃出来的时候,
After they escaped from Sodom,
他的太太回头一看, 变成一根岩柱。
His wife looked back and became a pillar of salt.
太太也没有了。
He lost his wife.
两个女儿的先生、女婿不肯跟出来, 他们也死掉了。
Because his two daughters' husbands were not willing to come out, and so they died when God destroyed those cities. So later on, his two daughters committed sin with him. And their entire family lost their faith. Therefore, in the end, Lot became a person who had nothing. This name is very funny because it is called Lot. It seems as if he is a person who had a lot.
很多啊，英文是 lot， 很多东西，但最后什么都没有。
But in the end, he did not have a lot. He did not have anything.
有一个弟兄。
There is a brother.
他本来在有教会一个城市，工作都很稳定。
He originally lived in a city that had a church, and he had a stable job.
两夫妻感情还不错。
He and his wife had very good relations.
但是呢，后来觉得生活有点不满意，他想可能外面不同城市的工作赚了更多钱。
But later on, he was unhappy with his own life, and he thought that if he moved to another city, he could make more money.
他看到一个 offer.
And so he saw an offer.
在这个加勒比海啊，某一个小岛国家，哇，有一份工作啊，钱薪水很高。
It was in one
of the Caribbean countries.
It was in one of the Caribbean countries, and it was a job offer that had a very high salary.
我们在住在加拿大的人呢，在冬天很长嘛，一听到加勒比海，想到什么？就是海滩啊 ，papaya tree 啊，凤梨啊。
Being people who live in Canada, our winters are very long, and so when we think about the Caribbeans, we think about beaches, palm trees, and very wonderful weather.
搬去那边好像不错。
So it seemed at the time a good idea for him to move there.
薪水又高。
The salary was also very good.
那个气候又好。
And the weather was very temperate.
唯一的不好处就是没有教会。
The only negative was that there was no church there.
别人跟他讲，没有教会的地方，你搬去那边。
So people told him that it is bad for his faith to move to a place that doesn't have a church. But he said that he would only go for a few years and then return here. He thought that there was more opportunity for development in those places. Therefore, he did actually move there. After a few years living there, he moved back.
搬回来得到什么呢？
What did he receive when he moved back? It's possible that he did make a little bit more money there.
回来之后呢，全家都不来聚会啊。
But after he returned, his family stopped coming to church.
他本来已经在信仰的边缘了。
At the beginning, he was living at the boundary of his faith.
但是做出这种选择之后，
But after he made this decision,
信仰完全破产了。
His faith became broken.
孩子也不认识神。
His children stop knowing God.
就没有办法回转到以前这样子。
And he could not return to the state of his family before.
所以罗德他是一个站在信仰边缘的人。
So Lot was a person who stood at the boundary of his faith.
虽然他一开始自己没有犯什么大罪。
Even though in the beginning he himself did not commit any great sins.
但是他的心呢，一直不在亚伯拉罕所建立的一个信仰的上面。
But his heart was never on the foundation of faith that Abraham's heart was on.
亚伯拉罕可以把他人拉出来。
Abram was able to rescue Lot.
但是他没有办法把他的心拉到神那边。
Physically, but he was unable to draw Lot's heart back to God.
今天父母可以把我们带到主耶稣面前。
Today, our parents can bring us before the Lord Jesus.
配偶可以引领我们信主。
Our spouse can bring us to believe in God.
但是我们有时候自己选择要站在边缘呢。
But sometimes we still choose to live at the boundary.
这个就非常危险了。
And that is very dangerous.
所以我们一定要在信仰上要追求进步。
Therefore, in our faith, we must pursue to improve.
不要站在信仰的边缘。
We should not continue to stand at the boundary.
我们看另外一种人。
Let us look at another kind of people.
生命记二十五章。
Let us turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 25.
十七节。
Verse 17.
生命记二十五章十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 17.
二十五章十七节。
Deuteronomy 25:17.
你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎么带领。
Verse 17. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt. 18.
他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你，进后便软弱的人，并不敬畏神。
Verse 18. How he met you on the way and attacked your rear ranks, all the stragglers at your rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God.
这也说以色列百姓出埃及的时候，他们人数有好几百万。
Here describes how when the Israelites came out of Egypt, they numbered over 1,000,000.
从最前头的带队的约柜啊、摩西啊，他们到后面的可能有好几公里的这个队伍。
It's possible that from the people leading the front to the people trailing at the back, that distance over which they span was over a kilometer long.
他们几百万人在一起，神同在，其实没有什么敌人可以对付他们。
So as a group of millions of people, and with the guidance of God, really there were no people who could attack them.
尤其是如果从前面攻击以色列百姓啊，没有人会成功的。
This is especially true if the enemies try to attack from the front. None of these enemies would succeed.
就是有一个敌人叫亚玛利人。
But there was an enemy. They were called the Amalekites.
他们很诡诈。
They were very schemish.
他们知道怎么对付以色列百姓。
They knew how to attack the Israelites.
他们在路上怎么对待他们呢？
How did they treat the Israelites?
他们就观看，趁着那些以色列百姓疲乏的、困倦的，或者是在后面的跟不太上的。
They observed the Israelites, and they found those who were tired and weary, and they found those people at the rear of the group who could not keep up.
然后呢，突然间一堆人就突击了，把进后面那些人都击杀了。
And suddenly, they would ambush the people at the back, the stragglers, and they would kill them.
结果呢，以色列百姓受了很多苦。
And so the Israelites suffered a lot as a result.
这些就是边缘人。
These people at the back, these stragglers, they are the people who live on the boundary.
他们有跟着出埃及啊。
Indeed, they also left Egypt.
但是他们是死在旷野。
But they died in the wilderness.
很冤枉。
It was very pitiable.
有时候想啊，不出埃及可能还不会死那么快。出了埃及，还在队伍当中被突击死了。
If you think about it, they may even have lived longer if they stayed in Egypt, but because they left Egypt and they were at the end, at the rear of the group, they died in the wilderness.
那这些以色列百姓真的死得很冤枉。
And so these Israelites at the back, they really died in vain.
但是也是自己要负责任的。
But they themselves were responsible for their own deaths.
因为他们没有紧紧地跟着这个队伍。
Because they did not follow the group closely.
他们觉得，哎呀，这个旷野路很难走。
They thought that the walk in the wilderness was very difficult.
每天这样子在那边晃，不晓得晃到什么时候。
And they did not know how long they would have to walk for.
跟随这个队伍也没有很起劲，没有这个 motivation.
So they were not very motivated to keep up with the group.
所以呢，你们先走了，我们在后面没关系。你们先走，你们先走，我们反正有跟着就好。
They thought it would be okay if everybody else went ahead and they just slowly follow from behind.
结果撒玛利人就是代表魔鬼啊，最喜欢这种边缘人。
But the Amalekites, who also prefigure the devil, they especially like to attack these stragglers.
教会里面也有边缘人。
In the church, there are also stragglers.
谁是边缘人呢？
Who are these stragglers?
他信仰上觉得很累的。
These are the people who are weary in their faith.
有一些人来教会哦，你看他脸上，你看到他很喜乐的。
For example, when you come to church, you can see some members whose countenance shows that they're very happy.
有一些人来了教会了，就是拖着一个疲惫的身体，还有疲惫的眼睛。
But there are others who come to church and their countenance reflects a mood of tiredness and weariness.
有时候生活可能很忙碌。
It is possible that they're very busy in their lives.
压力很大。
That they feel a lot of stress.
可能也没有什么时间来教会。
And so they do not have much time to come to church.
来到教会也很累。
When they come to church, they're also tired here.
睡着啊，听不进去。
They fall asleep and are unable to hear the sermons.
久久来一次。
They come rarely.
有来没有人来，可能都没有人知道。
And whether they are here or not, people may not even know.
到了过了很久了，才大家想说，哎，某某某呢？哇，他没有来好几年了。
It is only after a long period of time that people discover that those people have stopped coming to church.
啊，这个就是疲惫的人。
These are the stragglers.
信仰上很疲惫。
Spiritually, they're straggling.
没有力量走下去。
They're weary and tired. They are without strength.
还有呢，有一些呢是孤单的。
And there are also those who are alone.
我们来到教会都有自己的朋友。
When we come to church, we all have our friends.
吃饭也坐在一起。
When we eat lunch, we sit together.
但是有一些呢是边缘的。
But there are those people who are at the edge.
你看他自己拿饭自己吃，也没有人跟他聊天。
Those people are the ones who eat alone and they take the food alone, and there's no one talking with them.
有来没来，大家好像不是很发觉他的存在。
And sometimes.People are not even aware whether or not those people are here.
这种人魔鬼最喜欢。
Those are the people that the devil likes the most.
第一，他很累，信仰上很累。
Because first, these people are tired of their faith.
第二，在教会没有朋友。
Second, because they have no friends at church.
如果这个时候他遇到一些试探。
So if they face temptations.
或者是思想当中有一些疑惑。
Or they have doubts.
没有人及时的给他开解鼓励的话。
There will be no one there to encourage them or to resolve their problems.
他的灵命就会被击杀了。
So their spiritual lives are easy to destroy.
因为他已经离队离很远了，某那个撒玛利人亚玛利人就把他们抓走了。
Because they have fallen to the rear ranks of the group, so the Amalekites have an easy time attacking them.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter.
第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
五章八节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
彼得前书五章八节。
1 Peter 5:8.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同虎叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
这里说魔鬼啊，属灵气的魔鬼是我们的敌人。
Here it tells us that.The devil, spiritually, is our adversary.
你看不见魔鬼，但是魔鬼看得见你。
You cannot see the devil, but he can see you.
魔鬼只有一个目的。
And he has one goal.
就是要你的灵命。
That is to take your soul.
要你不信主。
To make you an unbeliever.
要你跟他一起下地狱。
To make you go to hell with him.
让你对他，对神没有信心。
To make your faith in God diminish.
所以他好像一只狮子。
Therefore, he is like a roaring lion.
但是这些狮子呢？虽然他很厉害，但是他也不是每一个人都有办法攻击他。
But even as a lion, he is unable to attack everyone.
他走来走去。
He roams around.
他只找那些他觉得可以吞吃的人。
Seeking only those whom he thinks he may devour.
什么叫可吞吃的人？
What does it mean to be one who may be devoured?
是那个他在信仰上已经常常站在边缘的人。
It describes those people who are standing at the edge of their faith.
已经很软弱。
Those people who are already weak.
在教会很孤单。
Those people who are lonely.
外面又遇到试探引诱的。
Those people who are already tempted by the world.
思想又很复杂。
Whose thoughts are very complex.
或者是生活很忙碌，让他没有办法来教会的。
And those people who are very busy, so busy that they cannot come to church.
这就是可吞吃的。
These are those people who may be devoured.
我们知道狮子要抓食物啊，一吃只能抓一只啊。
We know that when a lion tries to capture its prey, it can only capture one at a time.
看那些纪录片啊，狮子要找吃的时候，譬如说它开大群水牛，几百只。
When you watch a documentary film, for example, and you see that a lion wants to capture one of the buffaloes in a group of buffaloes.
水牛几百只几千只，他们如果一起对付这只狮子，把它踩死了。
And if you look at how there are hundreds or thousands of buffaloes together, if they decide they want to attack the lion, the lion would be dead.
所以这个狮子不会那么笨，随便冲出来。
So the lion is not so stupid. It does not just come out on its own.
看着那只离队的。
It makes observations first.
自己在那边吃草了。
When it finds one of these buffaloes who is alone, or those baby buffaloes, then the lion watches and waits,
一跑出来,
and then suddenly jumps out
就把它吃掉了,
and takes the prey.
问题是你是不是可吞吃的人呢?
Now the question is, are you one who is one the lion who is able to devour?
如果你常常很清醒,
if you are vigilant,
常常提醒自己, 哎, 这个是不是魔鬼的试探啊?
If you often remind yourself to be aware of the temptations of the devil,
最近我信心很软弱,
if you often remind yourself that your faith may be weak,
赶紧更靠近一点啊,
and you remind yourself to draw nearer to God,
赶快多祷告,
to pray more,
魔鬼就吃不到你,
then the devil cannot devour you.
如果自己又很软弱,
but if you're weak,
又离队,
and you're far from the group,
那我迟早被吃掉,
then sooner or later you will be devoured. So let us not be people who can be devoured.
我们要 stick together, 我们要靠近, 彼此要靠近,
we need to stick together.
我们也要看看身边有没有孤单的人。
At the same time, let us also look and see whether or not there are people around us who are lonely.
我们来教会吃饭, 来教会聚会, 不是只顾自己就好,
when we come to church and we have a meal, we're not only caring for ourselves.
那边看到那个弟兄姐妹怎么好像很孤单的样子,
we should see if there are other brothers and sisters who are lonely.
他怎么自己一个人坐在那边, 没人跟他讲话?
We should be able to see those who are sitting by themselves.
那我过去, 对不起了, 你们, 我们常常跟你吃饭, 我过去, 我过去跟他交流一下。
And when we see those people, we need to go and converse with them.
诶, 这个就是关心。
And that is how we show concern.
我们自己不做边缘的人。
We ourselves will not be ones who can be devoured. But we should also care about those people who appear to be standing at the boundary. In a family, there may at times also be people who are standing at the boundary of the family. There's a sister who one night had a dream.
她梦里面啊,
in her dream, she saw herself running a very long set of stairs.
这个天梯啊,
it was a stairway towards heaven. And her two children were following her.
她丈夫啊,
her husband was at the very end.
这个楼梯很窄,
was at the very back.
爬起来很辛苦,
the stairs were very narrow, and it was very difficult to run. But the more she ran, the more bright.
但是她的丈夫呢，就好像越来越跟不上。
But at the same time, it looked like her husband was falling further and further behind.
最后呢，就好像停在那边了。
So in the end, it looked like he just stopped and stood there.
有很大的黑暗在丈夫停在那边的地方。
And there was great darkness where her husband was.
哇，醒过来。Then
she woke up.
全身流汗。All
and she was full of sweat.
为什么会做这个梦？
And she thought about why she had this dream.
神告诉她。
It was God telling her.
你丈夫只顾着工作。
That her husband only cared about his work.
只顾着赚钱,
he only cared about making money.
啊, 他在这条天国路上面, 他已经变成边缘人了。
So on this path towards heaven, her husband had became a person who was standing at the boundary.
可能遇到很大的试探引诱,
and it's possible that her husband could face great temptation.
可能快犯罪了。
It may be that he was about to sin.
这个姐妹啊, 做了这个梦之后,
so after this dream,
每天为丈夫禁食祷告,
the sister fasted and prayed for her husband every day,
求主耶稣啊，让他先生啊，不要堕后变边缘人,
asking the Lord Jesus to help her husband so that he would not fall behind.
啊, 她把这个梦也告诉她的丈夫。
This dream also reminded her husband.
她丈夫也吓一跳。
So her husband was awoken.
原来我在后面呢。
And he realized that he was falling behind.
赶快悔改。
He quickly repented.
所以我们很有可能会堕在边缘。
Therefore, it is possible also for us to fall behind.
哦, 我们看马太福音26章。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音的26章。
Book of Matthew chapter 26.
38节。
Verse 38.
马太26章38节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 38.
便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。Verse 38,
then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me.
啊，这里主耶稣在祷告。
Here, the Lord Jesus was praying in the garden.
啊, 他知道他面对十字架的苦悲。
He knew that he was about to face the bitterness of the cross.
唯一不堕到边缘的方法就是要警醒祷告。
And the only way to avoid being at the boundary is to pray.
但是彼得他还有他的同伴呢，却在祷告当中睡着了。
But Peter and his companions fell asleep when they were praying.
结果是怎么样？
So what happened to them?
我们看26章58节。
Let's read chapter 26, verse 58.
58节。
Verse 58.
彼得远远地跟着耶稣，直到大祭司的院子，进到里面，就和差役同坐，要看这事到底怎么样。
Verse 58. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end.
这个时候主耶稣已经被抓进去受审判了。
At that time,Jesus had been captured and was being judged.
很快就要被钉死了。
Very soon he would be crucified.
那彼得呢？他选择要远远的跟随主。
But Peter chose to follow Jesus at a distance.
为什么他要远远跟随主？
Why did he follow Jesus at a distance?
我们来想想他的心理状态是什么样。
Let us imagine what his thoughts were at the time.
他为什么干脆就不跟主呢？
Why didn't he just choose not to follow the Lord?
因为他心里还是想主耶稣。
It was because he wanted to be with the Lord Jesus.
他不忍心把主耶稣丢在那边，他自己回家。
He was unwilling to leave Jesus by himself and go home.
但是为什么他要不跟进一点？
But why was he unwilling to follow closer?
因为他怕。
It was because of fear.
他怕如果跟那么近，被人家抓了怎么办？
He feared following too close and being captured himself.
所以他选择跟远一点。
Therefore, he made the decision to follow at a distance.
来保持个距离。
To keep this distance.
让自己进可攻退可守。
So that he could retreat quickly if he was discovered.
真的不对劲了，马上递个溜。
If something had gone wrong, he could quickly run away.
但是他也可以看到在里面到底发生什么事。
But at the same time, he could see what was happening in the Sanhedrin.
这种跟随主叫做远远跟随主。
This refers to following the Lord at a distance.
今天很多人是远远跟随主。
Today there are also many people who follow the Lord at a distance.
你说他不信主吗？也不是啊，他是信徒啊。
It would be wrong for us to say that they're unbelievers because they are believers.
他也跟随主啊。
And they indeed follow the Lord.
但是呢，他选择不要跟得太近。
But they choose not to follow too close.
因为很多原因呢，为什么不跟那么近呢？
For various reasons.
有人说他自己本身就很忙了，我哪有时间跟那么近？
Some people may claim that they are too busy to follow closely.
我一个礼拜来一次守安息日。
So they would just come and observe the Sabbath once a week.
那么我就是一个跟随主的人。
And they count that as they count themselves as one who follows the Lord.
他要跟，但是有一点距离。
But they maintain a distance.
可能他自己很忙。
Perhaps they are busy.
另外一种人呢，就不是因为自己忙。
Others keep a distance.
他可能
not because they're busy.
以前在教会里面弟兄姐妹相处当中受过伤。
These are people who may have been hurt in their interpersonal relationships in the church.
所以他觉得说，哎呀，还是保持一点距离。
And so they decide to keep a distance.
不用太热心。
To not be too zealous.
我来聚会就好了，不要管那么多事。
They just come for service and they don't try to do anything else.
他也不想跟太近。
They do not want to be too close.
有一些呢，他对心里面对主有点不满。
There are other people who are dissatisfied with the Lord.
他可能觉得我求那么多东西，没有一样给我。
They may feel that they have asked the Lord for so many things, but none of it has been granted to them.
别人有那么多恩典，我都没有。
They may see that other people have a lot of grace, but they do not have as much.
也跟了，但是也不会跟得太紧。
And so those people follow, but they do not follow too closely.
无论你是什么的原因。
No matter what the reasons are.
如果远远跟随主。
If you follow the Lord at a distance,
很可能会遇到更多的困难。
Then you may face even more troubles.
彼得他远远跟随主，就是为了避免麻烦，人家找他麻烦去抓他。
Peter followed the Lord at a distance, to prevent any kind of difficulties or troubles.
结果啊，
but in the end,
他在外面马上就被人家问了他三次，你是主耶稣的门徒没有？
Outside of the Sanhedrin, he was questioned three times whether or not he was a follower of the Lord.
结果他弄到三次不认主。
As a result, he denied the Lord Jesus three times.
最后他就痛哭啊。
In the end, he went out and wept bitterly.
我怎么可能不认主？今天我竟然不认主三次。
It surprised himself that he denied the Lord Jesus three times.
所以他就哭了。
Therefore he wept.
所以从此开始他就决定他不远远跟随主了。
From then onwards, he decided not to follow the Lord Jesus at a distance anymore.
五旬节之后,
after the day of Pentecost,
他领受了圣灵,
he received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵改变了他的个性,
the Holy Spirit changed his personality.
让他心里面有好像火一样的心,
so that his heart became like a heart of fire.
跟随主,
following the Lord.
传福音,
preaching the word.
做人生最有意义的事情,
and doing the things that were the most meaningful in life.
从此之后, 他就紧紧地跟随主,
from then onwards, he followed the Lord closely.
弟兄姐妹, 我们来想想,
brothers and sisters, let us ponder upon this.
每一样事情都有它的边缘,
every object, everything has its own boundary.
但是我们是不是在边缘呢?
But are we at the boundary?
我们看约翰一书,
let us turn to 1 John
第二章,
verse 2.
第十五节,
chapter 2, verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节,
1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节,
chapter 2, verse 15.
不要爱世界, 因为, 不要爱世界和世界上的事, 人若爱世界, 爱父的心,
verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
这个就是边界,
this is the boundary.
你选择爱神还是爱世界?
You can decide to love the Lord or love the world.
你不可能同时爱两个人,
you cannot simultaneously love both.
你爱两边就是痛苦,
if you love both, then you suffer.
如果一个人同时爱两个人, 这是痛苦,
if one person gives his love to two people at the same time, he suffers.
这个世界希望我们就爱他,
the world wants us to love it.
但是世界不会给你平安,
but the world will not give us peace or joy.
如果你的心是爱神的,
but if we love God,
神就会给你平安喜乐,
God will give us peace and joy.
我们不要做边缘的人,
let us not be people at the boundary.
不要远远跟随主,
let us not follow the Lord at a distance.
就跟紧一点,
let us follow closely.
不要堕落在队伍的后面,
let us not fall behind the group.
要常常在中间,
let us be together.
不要像罗德,
let us not be like Lot,
在所多玛的边缘等了很久,
who waited at the boundary of Sodom for a long time and then eventually entered the city.
也不要像夏娃,
and let us not be like Eve.
不要在犯罪的边缘等待,
let us not stand at the boundary of sin.
赶快离开,
let us quickly depart.
唱诗,
let us sing hymn.